Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We got Art Bell tonight with General Johnson Jameson, who has himself shrunk down to the size of a germ and will travel down the Pope's feeding tube to find out what's wrong with him. That's right, tonight on the Art Bell Show, right here on the Phil Hendry Show, the Phil Hendry Show version of the Art Bell Show.
Hear me now, for I am come to ready his bed.
What are you doing?
That, you ain't heard the commercial?
What, you mean that NBC show?
Yeah, it's on NBC. It's called Revelations. Hear me now, because I'm going to come to ready his bed.
First of all, it ain't NBC as in mouse, it's N as in nut.
NBC?
Yes. What's the thing?
I like that. Hear me now. I have come. Ready as bed.
Oh, well, whatever, man. What does he want? Yeah, David.
Are you guys done?
Yeah. Yes, we're done.
Because I got something that has to do with, like, doing your show.
Okay.
All right. Coming up in a few minutes, the most revolutionary thing radio's ever heard, Phil. I can't even...
What is it exactly?
I don't even want to tip you off, but I guess I have to. Phil, you've heard about talk radio, and you've heard about music radio. What's left?
What's left?
Spanish.
No, that's still talk. It may be talk in Spanish, or maybe music in Spanish, but it's still talk or music.
What's left? You mean there's something else?
There sure is.
Well, sports radio's talk radio.
Yeah, and all that stuff is either talk or music. So what's left?
Dead air?
That's not radio. What do you mean, dead air? What's left, if you're not talking and you're not listening to music, what are you doing?
You're singing.
There you go. Sing radio. And we're going to have, coming up after the next break, Billy Meacham. And, you know, Billy, did you see him in Music Man?
No, I didn't see him in Music Man.
Well, he was over there at the Civic Arts Plaza. Billy is a musical actor, and he's going to do a segment of Sing Radio. And it'll be a talk radio thing, and only he'll sing instead of talk. It'll be like operetta.
What?
Are you laughing at me?
Wait a minute. What do you mean am I laughing at you?
That sounds great, Mr. Hall. Hear me now.
Will you shut up? So you're telling me that this guy's going to come on...
Yeah, and he's going to sing, and...
What about the callers?
The callers will be instructed by Harry that they got to sing.
And what if they don't want to?
Because he's going to get their home addresses. He said, hey, before I put you on the air, I need your home address. The implication being, if you don't get on and sing, we know where you live.
So what are you going to do? You're going to threaten people?
Look, if you want to get on the radio, you're going to do what you got to do to get on the radio and express your opinion. Right? Right. So Billy Meacham, and Billy, is Billy there, bud?
Am I going to get him now?
I want you to meet Billy. He's a great guy. And he's going to sing. And he's going to sing a talk radio segment. Only it ain't going to be talk. It's going to be sing radio.
Sing radio, man? I mean, what is there going to be music?
You'll hear it. It'll be great. Don't do anything to screw it up.
Hey, Billy's right here.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Are you Billy Meacham?
Yes, I am.
And Billy, you were in what, The Music Man?
I've been in Dinner Theater, yes.
Dinner Theater?
Yeah, Dinner Theater. Well, what do you want me to get freaking John Hyatt? He just croaked. Jeez, what's the guy's name, buddy? John Hyatt didn't croak. What's the other guy?
John Hyatt croaked?
No, the other guy.
What other guy?
The guy that croaked!
John Raitt?
Yeah, that guy. You want me to get him?
I guess you can't. He's dead.
Right.
That's all right, Phil. I've done Dinner Theater and I've done Music Man. I was also in a production I'm very proud of Porgy and Bess. And I played Porgy.
You played Porgy?
Yeah, he played Porgy.
That's great. All right, so...
And I want you to listen to how this guy does Sing Radio. And let me tell you something, Phil. It's just another good idea from the mind of David G. Hall.
There you go, Mr. Hall.
Thank you.
All right, David, is that it?
Yeah. But after the first break, just go right into Sing Radio with Billy Meacham.
How you doing, Billy? You can sit over there.
Thank you.
So, what are you going to do, man? You going
to... Well, I have a great many things I'd like to discuss. I'm going to be singing about the Terry Schiavo case, of course.
And you'll be singing all the way through it, huh?
Yes.
Do you have music?
I have the music right here, yes.
Will there be... there's no musicians or anything.
No, I'm just going to sing.
Can you give us a taste?
Yeah, I'll give you a little taste. Well, good evening, I'm Billy Meacham, and I want to talk about the Terry Schiavo case. You can call me now, you can call me now, at 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk about the Terry Schiavo case. The bastards are murdering her. George Bush is a bloodthirsty cutthroat bastard. He's trying to...
Okay, I got the idea. So I think, take it you think that she should live.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So what do you think?
I think it's corny, man. I don't know, but good luck.
I'm corny. Yeah, look at you.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, so Sing Radio with Billy Meacham, veteran of Dinner Theater, will be coming up. By the way, speaking of musicals, my wife took the kids to Las Vegas to see We Will Rock You, the Queen deal. You know, nowadays what they're doing is any guy that had a hit record, they're turning it into a musical. Billy Joel, that's a musical. ABBA, they started it with their thing. What else did they have? Didn't they do Neil Diamond? Isn't he next? And, of course, this is what Maria says to me. You know what? I got a great idea. What's that, honey? We'll turn Neil Diamond's music into a musical. I said, do you realize that it's his music? What incentive does he have to let you do it? Well, it's a great idea. Like, he hasn't thought of it. Well, I just think you should support me in my... Yeah, I'm supporting you. What are you going to go? Hey, Mr. Diamond, I got a great idea. Let's turn your music into a musical. Thanks for the idea. Now, bug off. So, anyway, she went up to Vegas with the kids to see We Will Rock You. But as they were... as they were embarking on their journey, the wind was so strong here in Southern California today. This is the month of March, and so we do get strong winds here in the spring, that when they were in the airport, at a little Burbank airport, I've never heard this before. The announcement was made, the winds are very strong, we're limiting the number of passengers on the plane because of weight, and we're going to have to refuel. Now, they're going from Burbank to Vegas. What is that, a 45-half-hour flight? They got to refuel. So they got into the air. Maria got on a plane, and that's a whole other thing. Her name was flagged because the last name Sanchez is on a federal watch list.
Hear me now, for I am out!
You shut up. Because the name Sanchez... So Maria, you know, blonde and green-eyed, gets pulled out of the line, and they're checking her bag because she's a terrorist. And, of course, it happens every time that I'm with her. And there I am walking onto the plane. Okay, honey, I'll get you Bloody Mary. Bye. You know, I'm just walking, and there she is getting stripped down. Last thing I see is my wife bent over a guy with a flashlight. See ya. And so, anyway, they got in the plane, I said, how were the kids? She goes, the kids were okay, but they were a little scared because they weren't scared. They were, like, they wanted to puke because the plane was really bumpy. And flying from Burbank to Ontario it's like 5 minutes or something. It's nothing. But they had to literally refuel the plane in Ontario and then took off again. And when you fly to Vegas, you're going over the desert. And, like, just about, say, June, when all of that heat is rising from the desert floor and hits the upper atmosphere, man, you might as well be on a freaking roller coaster. But they got to the hotel, and all's well that ends well. And they're going to go see this We Will Rock You. And I said, that's too bad about your Hispanic roots, honey, getting you flagged. And I do mean Hispanic roots. How about lightening your hair a little more? Ha 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 ha. Ow. All right, coming up tonight, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis with a special Terry Schiavo update. And Sing Radio is next. 1-800-449-8686, the world famous, if you say it, Bud, I'm going to kill you.
Hear me now, for I have come out.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Out of Bounds. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, everyone. My name is Billy Meacham. I'm going to host this segment of Sing Radio. And I want to talk about the Terry Schiavo case. Oh, my God, I'm pissed off at all those a-holes.
They are down there trying to pull the tube on that sweet little child of a girl. She's laying there with her mouth open, open, open. She's laying there with her mouth open, open, open. I feel really bad. I want to know if you agree with me. Oh, the bastards and the liberals, they make me want to throw my lunch up. I'm a conservative. Yes, I am. I hate them all. I hope they all die. Let's take a call. Let's take a call. Let's take a call. Here is Mary. She's calling from Long Beach.
Yes, Barry, I'm 110 years old. I agree with you. I think Terry Schiavo should live a long life. I think the problem is the Jews. Oh, yes, the Jews. I think the Jews.
Thank you for your call. I had to cut you off. I had to dump your call. Because you said the F word. You said the F word. You said F the Jews. And even though I do agree, I cut you off. And now another call. Here's Tom. How are you, Tom?
I'm really doing great. I think I'd like to switch up the melody and give you my opinion of Terry Schiavo as I sing Stairway to Heaven. How does that sound? How does that sound?
I like it. I'll kick it off. Well, there's Terry down there in Tampa, Florida, and she's dying from dehydration.
I think it's a shame. I wish we could help her and do something, 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 something.
It's frustrating not to help her. What do you think we should do?
I'm going to pray, 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 pray. I'm going to pray, 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 pray.
I think I'll pray to
our Father
who art in heaven.
Oh, hallowed be thy name.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
And I'm going to take another call now. Oh, God, I'm running out of things to sing. Here is Tony. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing really good. I disagree with you. I think that Terry should die. I think she needs to have a natural lifespan and then croak on her own.
So you dirty bitch, you think she ought to die from starvation and dehydration?
Who are you calling a bitch? You are an impotent old creep on the radio. My wife says, my wife, well,
oh. So you're a dyke. So you're a dyke.
Okay, I let the cat out of the bag.
So you're a dyke.
Yes, I am.
So you're a dyke.
Yes, I am. I let the cat out of the bag. But when my wife was screwing men, she said you couldn't even get it up.
Okay, I've got a dumper. What a dirty, rotten whore to call my show and say the nasty things she said. Now, let's do it too. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Terry Schiavo should live. I hope they all die. Who don't want to let her live, let her live, let her live. They're trying to pull the tube on poor Terry Schiavo. Let's go to Jimmy Jones. He's on the line doing a report from Tampa.
Thank you very much. I'm down here in Tampa. Terry Schiavo's still very ill. Her parents tried to petition Governor Bush, but there's nothing he says he can do.
Well, I think he's a liar, just like his brother. They're all lying sacks of crap. Yes, they're lying sacks of dung. Yes,
well, I can't comment. I'm a reporter. I've got to be objective, as you know.
Oh, bull crap.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Well, that's all the time we have for our show. I hope you enjoyed our show. Here's one more call from Susie Q. She's calling from San Luis Obispo. How you doing there, Susie?
Your show really rocks. I think it's really neat. Can I get an autograph and meet you at a personal signing? I'm only 15. I'd love to have sex with you and have you run out of the business on a rail, on a rail, on a rail.
I gotta go to SLO.
On a rail, on a rail.
I'm gonna go meet a 15-year-old.
On a rail, on
This has been
Sun Radio. Ow!
Well, what'd you think, Phil?
What did I think?
Yes.
I thought that was the screwiest thing I've ever heard in my life. I have to admit it was compelling, though.
It certainly is.
Phil, what'd you think?
Well, it's not informative.
Who cares about informative? It's compelling. You want to see how long a guy can sing?
You're never going to get a guy to do 3 hours of that. He's going to die. The guy couldn't even think of melodies.
Well, that's all right. We'll have a list of songs you can sing to, like he did Mary Had a Little Lamb and Stairway to Heaven.
So in other words, while the guy's doing a show, you'll...
Yeah, we'll throw topics. Okay, sing this. You know, like, I'm Into Something Good by Herman's Hermits.
Yeah, there you go.
Here, just do it for him.
Went down to Tampa to see Terry. I heard, get him out of here with this crap.
You don't like it because you're jealous.
Yeah, that's exactly what I am. I'm jealous. I want to be able to sing like that dinner theater guy. Anyway, seriously, thank you very much, Billy, for showing us how Sing Radio goes.
Well, Mr. Hall, will I be hearing from you?
Yeah. Wait at the motel. I'll call you.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be a big thing, Phil. And I don't think you should poo-poo it right away.
Hear me now, for I am come to ready his bed.
Why is that retard saying that?
Some commercial we're running.
What are you doing, bud?
I just like it. It's neat.
Well, it'll be on this TV, man. You can watch it later. All right, I got to get back to the show, okay?
Yeah, but how are you going to top that? What are you going to do on your cornball show that'll beat Sing Radio?
Oh, I don't know, man. I'll muddle through. Okay, Billy Meacham. And by the way, Billy is appearing now in Anchors Away at the Dinner Theater in Boca Raton. Tickets available by just calling the box office there. They're open for 2 hours in the morning, and then the guy goes out and gets a sandwich. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So how about that, man? My wife and kids get stuck having to board the plane, and then, of course, she gets... Now, we were just talking about L.A. to Vegas, and for many of you, you have a similar recreation spot that you may go to that you know that you say, should I drive or should I fly? You know how it is? I don't know where you live or what it might be, but there's always a place, should I drive or should I fly? Should I drive or should I fly? Vegas is one of those places, and I have come to the conclusion, and Harry and Todd just convinced me, I've come to the conclusion it's better to drive to Vegas than it is to fly to Vegas. Because just like you were saying, Harry, you, by the time you get up, packed, drive to airport, have a flashlight stuck in your colon, have the guy pat you down, have him look through your bag 6 times, go in, get tickets, sit down, wait for plane, go on. It's 5 hours, man, and the flight to Vegas is an hour. Tops, or whatever it is, 45 minutes. You can drive to Vegas in 5 hours. And the other thing is, when you're flying there, you're going over those thermals coming up from the desert floor, and suddenly you feel like you're on that roller coaster at State Line. So no, baby, it ain't worth it. And frankly, I don't, Maria, you know what, honey, you know what you had to do? Start using my last name. What is it with you and the Sanchez thing anyway? Okay, I get it. You're Latina. Jesus. I'm very proud of my Hispanic roots. Yeah, it's nice. I bet you're really proud of them, man, when a guy's patting you down and shoving a flashlight right up there and going, look at that, pocket change. I understand, baby, you want to be all that Latina and all this and that and a bag of freaking pork rinds, too. But the fact of the matter is, we're burning daylight. I got to get on the plane and start getting those Bloody Marys cranking, and you're back there chit-chatting with a guy while you're putting your shoes back on. What I'm asking you to do, baby, is do what I asked you to do 8 years ago. Become Mrs. Hendry.
Oh, she can be Mrs. Hendry.
Will you get him out of here? Be Mrs. Philip Stephen Hendry, and that way, like when we check into hotels, this is always fun. Hi, I'm Mr. Hendry. That's, yes, sir. And my wife is Marie. It might be under the name Sanchez. Okay, yeah, I don't have a Hendry. Are you Sanchez? Yeah. And then for the rest of the weekend, Mr. Sanchez? Hi, Bill at the front desk. Listen, we have your fruit basket. Or it's simply this. Yeah, the name is Hendry. Don't have anything. Is it under Sanchez? Well, we've got a Loretta Sanchez. No. Mario? No. Tony? No. No, it's my wife. Well, you never know. Bob? No, it's my wife. It's a female. All right. We've got Hernando, Oscar. Oscar. Yeah, there you go. Oscar Sanchez. Why don't you just get down to the name at the end? It's Maria. Well, I got 16 of those. Which one is it? It's great, man. It's great being married.
Coming up next will be Art Bell.
Ow!
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And now, coast to coast with Art Bell. If you're calling from east of the Rockies, you are in serious, serious trouble. You're in a world of hurt, Gator. If you're calling from west of the Rockies, why call? How about just paying us a visit? Drive up the old dirt road, if you'll pardon the expression, and park out back, if you'll pardon that expression. And now, Art Bell.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and a very pleasant good evening. A good morning to all of you, wherever you are across these contiguous 48 states, the Hawaiian Islands, as well as our Alaskan archipelago. This is Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast. And this evening on our program, we are going to behold something that has never been heard before. General Johnson Jameson, at his laboratory in the Saskatchewan crust, some 500 feet below the Earth's surface, will have himself shrunk to the size of a microbe and inserted into the Pope's feeding tube. He will then travel down the Pope's esophagus, in through his digestive tract, and try to find what is wrong with General Johnson Jameson, or rather, with the Pope. We already know what's wrong with General Johnson Jameson, and it's a state secret. Because if we ever let it out, well, it segues into our next commercial, actually. Because when I think of General Johnson Jameson, I think of Bakersfield Chimp. Friends, Peenemann Enterprises reminds you that if a friend of yours goes chimp on you, what do? Well, now new Chimp Chow can help you. That's right, if a brother-in-law, a guy at the mechanic shop, if an accountant or someone who's just standing there behind the counter at Taco Bell goes chimp, you'll have new Peenemann Chimp Chow. You don't want one of your friends going Bakersfield chimp. You don't need your testicles gnawed off any more than I do. You don't need your nose or your lips torn from your face. Why, when you're so good-looking and there's so much life to be lived? That's right, Chimp Chow helps you when a friend goes Bakersfield chimp. It's new from Peenemann Enterprises. And now General Johnson Jameson joins us from beneath the Saskatchewan crust. General Jameson, this is a momentous, momentous evening.
You turn my phone on, I could say thank you, Jesus.
I'm sorry, but I was just going over my chimp copy to make sure I didn't leave anything out.
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't turn my phone on and I'll go chimp. There's no doubt about it. I will go chimp, and it will be bad for you.
Well, I certainly understand that.
Tonight, Art, I'm going to be shrunk down to the size of a microbe. And it will take place in the neutron accelerator that Igor is furnishing the final adjustments to. Igor, setting 6, sector 5. All right, Igor has it there. I'm going to step into the chamber now, Art, and then I will be shrunk down to the size of a microbe.
Now, are you anywhere near the Pope?
Yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I'll just fly through the air and get into his tube that way. Microbes can travel lightning speed.
All right, this is amazing. General Johnson Jameson will be shrunk down to a microbe size.
And here we go. Go ahead, Igor. Hit the switch.
Okay, Art, that did it.
Is that you, General Jameson?
Yeah, that's me. All right, now, I'm not going to be inserted down in your tube.
General Jameson, I'm having a very hard time understanding you.
Well, that's understandable because I'm a funny man. If you're laughing at me, I'll go chimp.
All right, I'm very sorry. I don't want you to go chimp, even though you're microbe size.
You know, it's interesting. You think just because I'm a little tiny person, you're going to make fun of me. I can't do that.
All right, General Jameson, Igor is set to accelerate you down into the Pope's esophagus, down through his feeding tube. So go ahead and give the word.
Hey, Igor, can you? I can't do it. I'm not doing it right now.
Well, tell me, what is it that you see?
Look at this. It's a bag of black tar heroin.
I want to make sure I heard you. You're in the Pope's stomach, and you found a bag of black tar heroin.
Yeah, that's right. And look at this picture of John Collins and some Mickey Mouse ears and some loose change. Let's see, what else we got over here? Oh, a license plate and the grill of a Rolls Royce.
All right, a license plate and the grill of a Rolls Royce. Is there anything else?
Wait a minute, something's happening.
I farted.
I'm right in the bedpan now.
Oh, you're no longer inside of him?
I'm in a bit of memory.
All right, Igor, get him back to normal size. He's bugging me.
Well, what'd you think?
I think the whole thing's screwy.
I heard you go make those comments about me, even though I was microbe size.
Well, you made a reference that you were going to go chimp on me.
I'll go chimp on you.
As a microbe?
Yeah. I'll get into your ears and into your nose, and I'll give you one hell of a head cold. What do you think of that? That's what I call the Bakersfield chimp flu.
Well, General Jameson, you didn't discover what was wrong with the Pope. You only found a bag of black tar heroin.
Which I'm not sharing with you, Art.
Oh, thanks. And a picture of Joan Collins.
That's right. Igor, get my spoon. And my lighter.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Oh, I am Ross Mitchell. And I'm going to put myself into the accelerator.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. I'm Ross Mitchell. And because we make it, Rocky, you can go to the middle of the middle of the middle.
Bag.
Show 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What I have on the line here, is this Bruce? Let me see if I got the right guy here. I got a bunch of phone calls that are lined up, and I got to take a few of them. All right, let me talk to Bruce. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing good. I was hoping you'd help me out with a problem that I have. My grandfather is here, and he thinks that there's a squirrel outside the window that's talking to him. And I told him it was the radio, and he doesn't believe it, so
You what? Tell me this again.
My grandfather's here, and he believes there's a squirrel talking to him.
Get him over.
Yeah, Paul?
Hi, sir, how are you?
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi.
What is your name, sir?
It's Carl.
Carl?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a squirrel talking to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Your son says that you're actually listening to the radio.
Oh, that's horse crap.
I'm sorry?
It's horse crap. It's not true.
Daddy, I told you it's the radio.
Bull crap.
Let me have the phone.
No, I'm talking.
Well, hold on. Give your son the phone.
Give the phone. See, he doesn't understand. And I told him he's listening to Phil Hendry Show. See? Daddy?
See, sir, your name's Carl?
Oh, yeah.
Carl, I'm Phil Hendry.
I heard a squirrel sound just like you.
See, he thinks the squirrel outside his window sounds just like you.
Yeah, he talks like you and everything.
I'm sorry to bother you, sir.
Well, that's okay. I mean, but what can I do? If the guy sounds mental, like he needs help.
Well, I think he does, yeah. I want to take him down right here. They've got the VA hospital and everything. Hey, Grandpa Tucker.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, pal? Listen, if you're talking to me now on the phone, then you know it ain't the squirrel.
Oh, I think it's the squirrel.
You think I'm the squirrel?
Yeah.
What, has he got a phone in the tree?
Could be, yeah.
Well, look out the window. Is the squirrel out there?
I don't see him right now.
So you think he's up in a tree on a phone talking to you?
Yeah, are you him?
No, I ain't him.
Well, I didn't think you'd be honest, huh?
See, give me the phone. See what I'm saying? He thinks there's a squirrel out in that. We've got a butternut tree outside, and he says, where's the Jesus Christ hanging on a stick? There's a squirrel up there, and he's talking on a cell phone.
Well, you need to get the guy to the VA and get him some medication.
I know, but he won't,
Which tree are you in?
I'm not in a tree.
No, which one out there are you in?
I'm not in a freaking tree. Get this guy away from me. He's creeping me out.
You're creeping out the host. That's great.
See you later.
All right.
Hey, there's a squirrel out there talking to you, Grandpa. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, coming up on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is really cool. I love this story. This made me feel good. A lot of times I get news stories that are emailed, and the intention is for me to be in sympathy with the cause of the individual who's emailed this. And you'll get a news release, for instance, from an organization, and they have a guest that they want to put on your show. They don't know anything about our show. They don't realize that our show, we don't like to guests, you know, quote unquote. And so, well, would you be interested in speaking with Hervis Pervell? He has a lot of information about the Terry Scavenino case, and he's a hell of a guy. Well, you know, man, I'm not. Oh, come on. So anyway, I get this thing: Chavo supporters' cars towed en masse from a Winn-Dixie parking lot. Winn-Dixie, big chain of supermarkets in Florida. Winn-Dixie, Publix, you know. Now, these nuts parked at a Winn-Dixie. This is, you know, like a parking lot for people at the grocery store. So what do? They blame the cops. The cops told us to park there, and this is one, two, three, four, five pages of these people whining and crying about their cars getting towed. I mean, everybody, you know, and I bet you anything, they're going to turn this into a whole abortion thing. Look, those cops are murderers, you know. They're just, what do? They towed your car. It's murder. They're all a part of it. They want to kill Terry Schiavo. Well, you parked your freaking car in a place. Well, they said we could, and they lied. They lied. You know how everybody's like, you know, it's not just like, well, we got to pull the tube on Terry Schiavo. And why, you murdering scum? What are you talking? I'm just a doctor. I don't know what the law. You filthy, blood sucking. You must be a Jew. Yeah, I know a Jew when I see one, and I smell me a Jew. Well, I am Hebrew. I was raised in New York City. What does that have to do with anything? You're a murdering Jew. Jew doctor, come down south. Tell us how what we do things down here, huh? Well, let me tell you something, Doc. Time for you, Mr. Josie Wales. Well, what the hell, man? Back it up a notch. So now these guys are going ape because they're going Bakersfield chimp because their cars got towed. Well, ain't that just a crying freaking shame? Pay the fine and find a place to park your dopey car. But this goes on forever.
contact to schedule an interview with any of the Winn-Dixie patrons who had their cars towed, please call Jerry McLaughlin, or you can email Jerry at the following address. Yes, this is something that we've got to get to the bottom of, because we can't save Terry, but at least we can forgo paying the fines on our cars being towed. Pinellas Park, Florida. Thousands. All bad. It's like 10 guys. Had their cars towed over the past week to, quote, peacefully assemble. Local police frequently directed them to park in the large Winn-Dixie supermarket across the street from the Woodside Hospice. It was literally a win-win. Demonstrators, thirsty from the hot Florida sun, purchased water and Gatorade from Winn-Dixie and surrounding retailers. The economy in Woodside Hospice. So do you hear what these cats are saying? It's like Terry Schiavo croaking is good for the economy down there in Pinellas Park. See, you talk about a win-win. Man, you can't open your mouth about this case without shoving a really big, big boot inside of it. So the guys are saying we parked their cars at a Winn-Dixie parking lot, and by doing so, we purchased Gatorade, and they go on to say the economy in the Woodside Hospice environment looked so good. That was until today when dozens, perhaps hundreds of Schiavo supporters walking out of Winn-Dixie to their car only to find their cars advantage. Walking out of Winn-Dixie, my bare rear end. It doesn't take, look, dude, it takes a long time to tow a freaking car. You can't go into the Winn-Dixie and get your Gatorade and come out and your car's gone. What's more to the point is you guys were down the street, pounding it, pulling it, yanking ham, whatever it is you're doing. You know, you're hanging out with other people with the placards. You're having another cup of coffee. Yeah, right, Harry. All of a sudden, it's a freaking boom town down there. Holy God. This is the best thing that's happened since that monkey trial down there in what the hell was that town in Tennessee? Oh, man. Did you ever see that movie? What was it called? Inherit the Wind? There were guys selling hot dogs, hot chestnuts right off the fire, big bags of hot peanuts. That's right. Come on down to the monkey trial. Well, they're doing the same thing down there in Pinellas Park. All of you geeks down there that think you're helping that lady out. Are you cats kidding me or what? You know, God said you're not supposed to lie. Ain't it against the, one of them commandments? I think it is. You ain't coming out of the Winn-Dixie to find your car gone. You were down the street having another 15 donuts, talking with the other guy, you know, with your signs, and you're wearing your little ski caps pulled down over your heads, and you're just chit-chatting, and maybe you're trying to get your kisser on TV, and you're talking to reporters, and you're just basically doing the old ham pull until you go up to your car to get another pack of Chesterfields out of it or something, and the freaking thing's been towed, man. Why? And here's why. Because EVK Enterprises, the property management company renting the Winn-Dixie parking lot, began towing cars with a redemption fee of $161 per car. That's right. That's when they impound your butt. An estimated 150 cars and yada, 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 yada. So this dude sends me about a 6-page email. Do I want to interview anybody? Yeah, I'd like to interview them for a nut jacket. I'd like to interview them for admittance into a Tascadero to be sitting right there playing cards with Walter Belhaven. You know, that's what I like a lot of you people down there with your big mouths telling everybody they're murderers. How'd you like to be sitting playing cards with Walter Belhaven? He'll take your throat right out of your neck and put it in his pocket and say, your deal. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons.